Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, September rumbles on. Our lovely darling should be used to being back at creche or primary or secondary school. But what if you're still facing into a slight struggle each morning, like myself? Well, Alwyn Moran is the founder of Codney Kids. She's been on the show before. She has a master's in education and works as a neurological developmental therapist. And she joins me now to share some practical steps we as parents can take to help our children settle into the new year. She's on the line. Alwyn, how are you?
Hi, Jen. Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
I am pretty sure you were the person that told me that 15 years of age is the optimal or the best age to give your kid a phone. I'm pretty sure that was you the last time we chatted.
I did indeed say that. Yes. Yeah.
Because you yourself have, you know,
two teenage boys. I do indeed. And neither of them got them until this September after their junior cert. Yeah.
Sorry, I know I'm going off topic here, but
you're all right.
This has just taken off on the text machine, and a lot of parents are telling me that I'm going to change my mind and I'll give in, and a lot of kids, you know, have them at 10, 11, or 12. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that? I mean, how did you deal with your two teenage boys not having a phone and all their friends having a phone?
Yeah, well, look, it depends on your, you know, kind of personal morals and values and what you want to show your children and have your children grow up believing. But I think I was saying to you before that in our house, you know, I've said to the boys, look, there are scientific and neuroscientific reasons for why you should not get a phone and access to social media until you're over the age of 15. So obviously,
I went down the science road,
but you know what? When you explain things in an age-appropriate manner and the rationale behind a decision, you get so much more buy-in. So I have always said to the boys, look, you know, kind of, I'm raising you to be leaders, not followers. So just because your friends are doing X, Y, and Z doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do for them developmentally. And, you know, or it doesn't mean that it's the right thing or that it's a good thing, or, you know, like, why are we teaching our children to be sheep? And that's what social media does. It really fosters an experience where they have FOMO, the fear of missing out. And in our house, I prefer to have JOMO or whatever, the joy of missing out, where they're doing their own thing. They're learning to become their own self. Because how do they identify what actually makes them happy if they're constantly looking at other people posting and comparing? And, you know, so they can't figure out who they are. So developmentally, it's a very critical stage. They're also incredibly influenced by external pressures and, you know, thoughts and what's on TV even and things like that. So, you know, it's a really important developmental time for them to be able to figure out, okay, what do I like as a person? Who am I as a person? What do I value? And then, you know, kind of they go, they do their sports, they don't miss out. Because kids, you know, like we have a PC in the house, because I was kind of listening before and they were talking about teams and schools, which I completely disagree with. All the homework being put up online. But to circumvent that, I had a PC in the kitchen where anybody could access what they needed. There was a printer attached to it so they could print off what they needed. And then it is scientifically proven that the best way that you learn is from a book and from writing, because anything online is it is consumed. It's not active learning. So it's called passive learning. Huge amount of research has gone into that. So
wow. Alwyn, when the boys, they didn't have their phones. Did it affect their social lives in a sense? Were they shunned from the group? Were they feeling left out? Did you go through a period where they were a bit narky? I mean, were there times when it was difficult?
Of course, absolutely. Even for me as a parent, where other parents would be like, you're such a Hitler mom. And I'm like, well, thank you. And I'm not, because unfortunately for my children, I happen to be in the space on what's good for your brain. And I understand what's good for a child's brain. And I know that access to a phone is not good for a child's brain. So, and it's too much responsibility to expect a 12-year-old to, you know, manage their own screen time, manage what they access online. And, you know, we need to help them regulate that and understand how to implement that. And you can definitely do that. You know, it's not like they were never on a phone before the age of 15. They had access to my phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would help them then. I kind of say, okay, bud, that's, you know, whatever time now, or what's on this. And, you know, kind of, there was a time investment from my part, but it's so much easier to navigate, you know, and explain and say, no, you can't have this because X, Y, and Z, than it is by saying, well, oh, we'll just give them the phone, because then you open up a whole other world of arguments about their phone use. What are they watching? You know, they're at the dinner table, or you're out with family or friends at a party. There's a huddle on their phone. They want to be texting their friends. They don't understand that. I have a phrase that drives the kids mad, but it's like, be where your feet are. You need to be present. You need to be plugged in with the people that you are around at that time. And they don't understand that they need to be less available to friends on Snapchat and things like that when they're away with their families, or they're doing something that's family orientated. They absolutely need that distinction between friends time and family time. And, you know, apps, I'll just use Snapchat as an example, but there are other apps out there that they're free for children to use. And the important thing for parents to understand is that if an app is free, your child is the what's being sold. So their data is being sold, their attention is being sold, like 110%. If the app is free to use, your child is what's being sold. So frame it that way. That, you know, their brain, their prefrontal cortex isn't actually fully developed until they're between 21 and 23. And that is the part of the brain that helps with strategic planning, focus and attention. And, you know, so when we understand that the brain is not ready to be able to navigate phone use, then you kind of think, well, okay, that's better. So I feel not so bad by saying, look, you can't have a phone because it's just not okay.
You inspired me the last time you were on, because... You really did. And I tell all my friends, I'm doing your work for you. I'm telling all my friends about the science, because I think you're so right. Instead of just go, no, you can't, because I don't want you to be on social media. Explain why. The science, the social impact. All of that is there, the stats, the surveys that have been done. It is all there in black and white. Oh, and this is really taken off. And I knew it was you who told me it was 15.
Well, indeed.
So you were meant to be on the show today.
Absolute serendipity, because I'm actually just back from the States. I'm doing a fellowship in the States that I fly over and back to do, because it is just off the charts, insanely just... Like, I'm so passionate about it, but it is on functional developmental neurology and immunology. And I'm just back. And this weekend, we were talking about all of this. The brain, the connectivity, the requirements, what is absolutely so detrimental for brain development.
Okay, well,
and
look,
just remember connection.
Yes, real connection. This has taken off. I'm so sorry we didn't get to routines today, but I think this was more important to discuss. Will you come back to us again when you're free again and talk about routines in the morning? And maybe we'll have a more in-depth chat about this, because I know you do a lot of work in this area. Alwyn, thank you. You've inspired a lot of people. A lot of people are feeling seen and heard, because there've been the Hitler mom or dad, as you said, and are texting in and are feeling very grateful for what you've said today. So thank you. And we will chat to you about getting back into routines, but I do feel that was more important to say.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit Leia Healthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.